And now a story about the redemptive power of music. Twin boys overcome poverty and prejudice in the favelas of Brazil to master Mozart, Bach, and Vivaldi. Their father supplies the instruments, their mother the required discipline to forego childhood fun for the long slog of learning the violin. But 10 years on, at age 21, the twins' music-making feels like anything but drudgery. From Rio de Janeiro, NPR's Julie McCarthy has this report.
It's rare when music isn't flowing through the home of Jonas Caldas and his wife, Amalia. Son Wagner slips his violin under his chin and steps into his tie-lined rehearsal room, the family bathroom.
Yeah, the acoustics are great.
The 21-year-old with a dazzling smile checks his position in the mirror. His mother, Amalia, rolls her eyes and says Wagner and his brother Walter practice in the bathroom until 3 a.m. But they weren't always so enthused. They started to play because she forced them to, she laughs.
Eles dizem que começaram obrigados por mim, porque eles não queriam, mas eu obriguei.
I made them study. They're born with nothing and little opportunity. If you don't take the little you have and direct them for the future, they'll turn 18 and become laborers, work very hard and earn very little, but they won't be respected.
She's seated on the balcony of her modest house that overlooks a hillside neighborhood of corrugated roofs and primitive plumbing in the industrial town of Niterói, across the bay from Rio. Amalia says a musician in the Niterói Symphony offered to teach the twins violin for free in exchange for restoring her students' instruments. Amalia's husband fixes instruments for a living and took up the offer. But she says in this hard scrabble community, their decision was scorned.
Violins aren't for the poor, the neighbors said. The profession for the poor is washing clothes and laying bricks. I told them that a poor person should learn how to do a bit of everything. It's important for black people to know they can be just as capable as any rich white person.
A visit to their father's workshop in Niterói leaves the impression there is something preordained about Wagner and Walter's music making. The carcasses of cellos, violins, and violas line the walls and tabletops. He owes his craft as a luthier, a stringed instrument maker, to Brazilian singing star Ivan Cury. Jonas's mother was a maid in Cury's home, and he saw to it that by age 6, Jonas was enrolled in school where he was trained to make classical instruments. His dream of playing was frustrated by lack of funds and, Jonas says, talent. But he says building the violins that his sons now play has been its own reward.
When I see my sons play the instruments that I made and the way they touch the audience with the music they make, I feel as if it were me playing that instrument.
He ruefully adds that my sons hear something I don't. Back up the hillside near home, Walter and Wagner rehearse outdoors in the same makeshift amphitheater they've practiced in since they were boys. The two now teach violin in this sun-dappled spot to other children seduced by their example. An NFL cap tucked backwards on his head, twin brother Walter coaxes from his violin the romantic melodies of Cartola, Brazil's Cole Porter. Then brother Wagner picks up the fast-paced classic Brasileirinho. Walter says their method of playing reflects their temperaments. He likes things slow and contemplative. Brother Wagner is all speed and electricity. Their distinctly Brazilian version of Pachelbel's Canon caused a minor sensation at a recent music festival in Rio, where they played with their small youth orchestra. Their show, a blend of samba, classical, and pop, debuted under the baton of British-born cellist David Chu, who delights in their versatility.
These kids are expressing what they feel in the favela, and to me, that is, they're expressing pure happiness. I mean, not the fact that living in the favela, but the fact that there's a chance to get to be a citizen of the world, you know, and play music.
Oboist Harold Emmert plays with the Niteroi Symphony and marvels at the abandon with which the young musicians play.
I hope to play with these kids. There's a lot to learn from them because they don't have the hang-ups that we developed who play classical music, so-called classical music all the time. They're themselves. They're authentic.
Wagner and Walter Caldas make their American debut this week, performing with their orchestra for the Brazil Foundation in New York City. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.